Welcome back, everyone. Living the good life, as we try to do here. Got a good one yet again. The lovely Paxton Quigley bringing it to you with Cannabis Healing, featuring a very, very great company here. Paxton, live what? From Miami, right?
Yes, and hello to you, and welcome to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners. In cannabis news for the first week of April, several U.S. senators and representatives reintroduced the so-called STATES Act of 2019. Now, STATES is an acronym for the 10th Amendment through Entrusting States. Now, folks, this act is really important, and if it is approved, it would amend the Controlled Substances Act that would ultimately restrict the federal government from enforcing actions against state legal marijuana businesses. In other words, if marijuana is legal in your state, the feds cannot come in and enforce federal law, which says cannabis is still illegal. If now the STATES Act is approved, each state will enforce its marijuana laws without federal oversight. Now, in other news this past week, Guam, a U.S. territory located in Micronesia, they legalized marijuana for adults. New Mexico, the governor signed a law decriminalizing minor marijuana possession for adults. And it approved cannabis as a therapy to be used for opiate use disorder. Now, going back to Washington, D.C., the Food and Drug Administration, that's the FDA, it announced on April 2nd, that it will be holding a public hearing in May to gather more information on CBD. Now, folks, again, it's important for you to remember, CBD is the non-psychoactive compound in cannabis sativa, also known as medical marijuana. Now, the FDA has oversight of CBD and says that it cannot be added to food or sold as a dietary supplement because officials have not determined if it's safe or effective. Nevertheless, folks, CBD is being sold all over the place. So this brings us to our guest who owns a wellness company, and he combines his love of sports with a respect for the benefits of CBD. Our guest, his name is Dave Dinwiddie. He's from Los Angeles, and with his partner, Terry Schwab, they founded a company called VitaFlow Sport in June 2018. Now, their company creates and it sells what they call performance-driven products powered by CBD. Welcome to Cannabis Healing, Dave.
Well, thank you, Paxton. Happy to be here.
Good. Well, we're happy to have you. Dave, as we all know, you know, CBD is a buzzword for a product that we're hearing about and seeing just about everywhere, including, you know, local stores and pharmacies and even gas stations. Will you tell our listeners exactly what you mean when you say that your products are powered by CBD?
Absolutely, Paxton. You know, what we saw was the benefits of cannabis and the benefits of the full hemp extract along with CBD. And a lot of companies, like you said, a lot of these products are available everywhere, and people are just slapping CBD into anything. And we decided to take a different approach and create functional products that actually work and use CBD as the active ingredient along with other synergistic ingredients that work well with it. So CBD has its strengths. There's other things that their strengths. And so we're creating products for athletes for both performance and healing and recovery that CBD is the active ingredient we like the full spectrum hemp, which contains about 50 to 60% CBD. So there's a lot of CBD in our products, and it's helping out a lot of people.
Can you give us an example of one of your products that has the CBD and what else it has in it?
Absolutely. We've got a product called Renew, and it has around 10 milligrams of CBD per capsule. It's a capsule like a pill, but it's also got a patented blend of botanicals that was developed by our formulator, and they are have been run through clinical trials as well and have been proven to reduce inflammation and reduce pain, along with increasing range of motion. So golfers love that. Well, the CBD is working really well with these other ingredients and actually increasing the performance of the product. So that's one. We have another that's not fully to market yet, but we're in the final stages of testing, and that's a sleep product where we're using CBD along with other known substances that really help people sleep. Melatonin is one of them that people have heard of. GABA.
Yes. How many milligrams of melatonin do you have in it? Do you recall offhand?
You know, that one we're finishing up. I think it's 10, I believe, but I don't know offhand. I know that in a 1 ounce bottle, there will be 250 milligrams of CBD.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that you're gearing your products toward golfers and tennis players. Why those two sports? Why not baseball players and football players?
Well, we believe that the products are great for everyone. But from a marketing standpoint, we decided to pick a niche to really be focused in and to really support that space. And what we've found in our search is, first off, Terry and I are both golfers and both enjoy the sport, so you might as well play in a market that you really enjoy. But most importantly, golf and tennis offer people that have an active lifestyle an ability to play a sport all through their ages. I mean, obviously you see some very young golf and tennis players, but you see people in their 80s out playing as well. And so we were looking at the demographics and looking at as people are still active but a little bit older, there's some aches and pains and other things going on in the body that we know that our products can help them improve their performance but also improve their recovery. And so from that, we decided to focus initially on this. But it's anybody that understands marketing knows that going deep in a niche is great, but it'll always organically flow into other spaces just because somebody playing golf. I mean, my partner was just in Naples and was playing golf with a couple of guys, and the wife tried the cream, and she's like, "You got to go buy that right now. This works." I don't even think she's a golfer, but she, you know, it organically moved over to her, and she was a supporter and said, "Let's do it." So it's our initial approach. We're also looking at other markets as we get deeper into this. We'll look at other markets. One is actually, which is totally different, is the pet market. That's another product we've got coming out because golf and tennis players all have pets and dogs. So, you know, it's a totally different market, but we're bringing things for, you know, the four-legged friends as well.
Well, that's good. Now, just to change the subject a little bit, we reported on our show a couple of months ago that the PGA is strictly opposed to cannabis, and it's forbidden its members from accepting advertising offers from cannabis companies. From what you know, has there been any change in that stance? Does this ruling also apply to CBD-only companies like yours?
I just read an article that the PGA came back out and basically has made a statement to their members saying that while they're not testing for CBD and aren't necessarily opposed at, because World Doping has actually removed it from, you know, the banned substance, marijuana and THC is still banned. And so they have basically made a statement saying, hey, it's up to you to make sure you're not taking a substance that is tested for and banned, as they had a recent player that was tested and proved positive. But he was using, I believe, more medical marijuana, cannabis-based substances, not ours. I know there's a lot of players on the seniors tour that are using different products. And I think that, you know, I know that the players are pushing the PGA to become more accepting because – they are seeing the benefits of it from, especially on the CBD side. But I, you know, obviously your segment is all about cannabis. We all know there's benefits on that side too. I think that there's a push right now from the player side to make this more accessible and legal for them to use.
Because that would be good, because I myself know a number of tennis players that have terrible shoulder problems. And I've been, you know, saying, you know, you've got to go to your medical dispensary and pick up a bottle of CBD oil or an extract or something like that. And people are doing it. So tell me, where can people get your products online?
Absolutely. Our website is VitaFlowSport.com, and that's VitaFlow sport.com. So all of our products are available there. And, you know, what I'd love to do is, as this show is called Cannabis Healing, I'd love to offer all of your listeners a discount. And so if they were to use the coupon code of FLOWCH15, that would give them a 15% discount. So that code will be FLOWCH15.
I'm going to write that down. FLOWCH15, and you're giving
right.
a discount.
Exactly,
great.
A 15%. Yeah, I would love for your listeners to try it out. One of the things we pride ourselves on is that the products work. There's a lot of products out there that people have struggled with to get success, but on our website, we have a lot of testimonials of people that have had success. Like you said, with the shoulders, we've had some people with rotator cuff issues that have used the cream for a while and have been able to actually go out and play golf or go play tennis.
I hope a lot of our listeners will take you up on your offer. I thank you so much for being on the show, being on Cannabis Healing. And I want to say to all of our Cannabis Healing listeners, thank you for being with us today. Please find us on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and just search Paxton Quigley. So, folks, please stay healthy and balanced and stay in touch. I'm Paxton Quigley.